Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. On the phone waiting to talk with us is our listener, Jill from Fairport.
Oh, Jilly.
Possible neighbor of yours, Breeze?
She could be, honestly.
She got into it with her neighbor over the lack of decorations she put up this year. And according to her neighbor, Jill is making the whole neighborhood look terrible.
Oh, dear.
Jill, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Can we all just get along this holiday season?
Seriously.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That would be for the best.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on, and please don't leave out any details.
Okay. So I live in Fairport, and my husband and I moved onto the street like three, four years ago.
Okay.
And most of the people in the neighborhood have lived here like way longer. So, this year I decided not to decorate for Christmas. There might be some people like oohing and aahing, but I didn't do lights or inflatables, literally nothing at all because,
I don't think, to be quite honest with you, I don't think there's probably a lot of people that didn't bat an eye.
Right. They're like, whatever.
Okay.
You, queen.
So?
Well, that's good because they're normal. Apparently my neighbor is not normal because we're taking our two kids to my husband's family's house. They live in Boston. And we leave Saturday, and we're gone until the day after Christmas. So we're like, why decorate, right? Like, why waste my time? It's not worth it. So anyway, my neighbor came over last week, and you know when somebody does, like, that fake smile when they see you, and you're okay, something's up.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Love that for you.
It's so condescending.
Like, and the pat on the back, like, I just said to myself, something is up if she's coming to my house. And she starts by saying how magical the neighborhood looks. And she was just gushing about how everybody went all out this year. It feels like a Hallmark movie. And she's like, I just wanted to check in on you. Is everything okay? Are you all right?
Okay.
Fine, truly.
Yeah, everything's great. Why? What's up?
Then she proceeds to say, and I swear this is like exactly how she said it. I wasn't sure if maybe you're Jewish or...
She asked if you were Jewish because you didn't decorate the house.
Yes, like verbatim. And then she was like, okay, well, why are you not decorating then if you're not Jewish? And I'm not Jewish.
How old is this woman?
75 years old.
Oh, she's a crank.
Not us having the same neighbor.
Oh my God. Yeah, you probably share neighbors with Breeze. Okay, go ahead.
She's a nightmare.
So she's just like a curmudgeon and she's stuck in her ways. And so, you know, I had to explain myself, which is really annoying. And then she had the nerve to ask me if I would consider putting just anything up.
What?
Because
why is it so important to her?
My house apparently makes the neighborhood look bad.
I get, it's the things like this that are so important to certain people. And it's such a waste of energy. It's like, why don't you just worry about your own house?
I bit my tongue. I wanted to say that so bad, but I was trying to be respectful. But she just went on and on. She's like, it's about community effort. Everyone else made the time.
She's probably been in the neighborhood her whole life, and she doesn't like newbies like you that come in and destroy it.
She's been there 50 years.
Oh, there you go. Literally. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah, she's been there forever.
Anyway, she suggested I throw lights in the bushes or, like, put anything in the yard, just something festive so it doesn't look bare.
Okay.
Mm. And have you guys ever seen the movie Christmas with the Cranks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this love is, that one.
This is it to a T. With Tim Allen?
To a T.
Yeah, this is basically your neighborhood. You're in this movie right now.
Yes, but it also feels a little bit like I'm living in hell. I mean, when is Christmas mandatory?
It's
like, why do I owe an explanation to anyone for how I celebrate or don't celebrate in my house? Mm-mm. So now I'm having this, like, whole back and forth with my husband because he's like, well, honey, why don't we just put up a few lights?
No, like, don't tell me what to do.
Okay, so your husband wants to put up a few lights. In what's your stance?
I don't think we should. I mean, why should I? Do I have to please this 75-year-old woman?
Do you have lights, other people? Or would you have to go out and buy them?
I have lights. I have lights. They're in my garage. It's just, it's time that I didn't feel was necessary to take since we're going to be away for the holiday. You know, we leave this weekend.
Yeah. Jill, here's my take on this. Put up the ugliest, trashiest Christmas decorations you can find and make sure you half-fast it. And then go to Boston. That's what I'm, and put them on a timer. I'm telling you, do it. Do you need us to come over and install the inflatables in the front yard?
Moose can do that for you.
Can you please? That sounds delightful.
But they're not going to be Christmas decorations. They're all Halloween.
No, literally.
I want to piss this lady off so bad. I really do. Tell her to mind her own business.
Is that what you guys would do to keep peace in the neighborhood? Would you just set up whatever, even if it was terrible? Or do I just ignore her?
No, I will just ignore her. Don't tell me what to do.
You have to understand, Breezy and I were spiteful people. Also, Sue just texted in and said, I hate to say it, but if you're newer to the neighborhood, sometimes it's just easier to throw a string of lights up and avoid drama. Not because she's right, just because it's exhausting otherwise. So Sue's saying to keep the peace and throw some up. I don't know. Let's get to some messages coming in. 585-252-9800. Tell us what you guys think. Well, you know what? Have fun in Boston and happy holidays, Jill.
No, fully.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Happy holidays.
All right. I appreciate you calling in and sharing your story of what's happening in Breezy's neck of the woods in Fairport.
This is an East Side problem. Let's just put it that way.
Right. Okay. All right, Jill. Have a great Christmas. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Let's get to some messages. I live in a neighborhood like this, and it's exhausting. It starts with Christmas lights, and then people are judging your lawn, and then your garbage cans, then your curtains. It's a hard no. Do not give in to this woman. Mike says, your house, your rules.
Because you open the window slightly.
That's
and
it.
Then they see that you cave, and they see that right. You're willing to bend, and they're like, how far? Can we bend until she breaks?
It's not, yeah, decorate the property that you own, the way you want to decorate it.
Right.
Christmas is not a homeowners association requirement, Jill. Karen says, when my kids were little, we had 1 year where our lights blew a fuse the week before Christmas. I didn't decorate at all. One neighbor knocked on my door, said we were ruining the block. I just laughed and shut the door on her face.
Ruining the block. Okay, got it.
Anyone who listens to a person like this is psychotic. Do not entertain them. Well, there you go. You can't do it.
Stop giving in to these Karens and Sharons that are littering the East Side. Please, give me a break.
Karens and Sharons.
Bye.
Brads and Mikes. 100%
with Brads and Chads.
If you guys need help setting up Halloween decorations in that yard, let me know. I, too, want to upset this woman before the holidays. Yeah, we'll let you know, Gina. Come through.
To PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play night.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What are some valid reasons you didn't pay your rent? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Anyone who's ever lived in an apartment knows that when something goes wrong, you have to patiently wait for someone else to come and fix the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have lived in places with really crappy apartment managers know firsthand that whatever is broken is staying that way because nobody's coming to fix it.
Yeah, and you're just going to have to deal with it. You're like, I haven't been able to flush my toilet in 3 weeks.
Let's paint over it. 585-252-9800. Have you ever withheld rent or threatened to finally get something repaired? I mean, I've been there. I was talking to my buddy last night. We had this very discussion. He lives in an apartment here in Rochester. His fridge died. All the food went bad. They call him, say, yeah, we'll get you a new fridge. You have to give us a couple of days. That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, God.
He has been spending money nonstop to go out and eat. He's got no food at home. At least nothing he can refrigerate. You know what I mean? And I said, write an email to the landlord and explain you're deducting from your rent the cost of every meal you had to eat out.
Yeah.
He goes, no, that's way too much work. I'm like, no, tell him. I said, tell him you're not paying rent. I put in a spreadsheet. He goes, nah. He goes, honestly, I think I'm just not going to pay him altogether instead of just trying to deduct what meals I had.
Correct.
I go, well.
Just withhold.
I hope. I mean, I don't know if that's, I guess that might work. For some, it doesn't. For some, they look at it as a threat, and now they want to play hardball. And I get that landlords need rent, but livable conditions, they're not optional.
No.
No fridge equals no rent, period. Am I wrong?
It's like when you signed your lease, there are so many terms and conditions in that lease, and it is blanket statement outed for you, bullet point by bullet point, what is available to you and what comes with this living facility.
Yeah.
And if that one thing on that lease wants to go or die and you don't want to replace it, just like they can throw the book back in your face, you can throw the book back in theirs. Be like, well, this is so funny because I signed this lease and this is the amenities that were included and I don't have those anymore.
Yeah.
So
they simply went away. I'll never. Mm-hmm. But let's see. Here come the messages. Melissa says, my toilet backed up for water was everywhere. My toilet backed up. Water was on the floor. They refused to send anyone for a week. I didn't pay until it was sorted out. Not my problem. You just had toilet water swooshing around on the floor. It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Ugh. But truly, we do love the landlords that paint over light switches, electrical sockets.
Oh, yeah.
Cockroaches.
For sure.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. My stove didn't work for 2 weeks. I have kids. Eating out every night adds up fast, so I don't blame your buddy at all. I, too, withheld rent. Do they act quicker? Or do they look at that as a threat? Any property managers listening? 585-252-9800. I would love to hear from anybody who has been in a situation
because
like this.
Because genuinely, can they seriously take you to court if you're refusing to pay rent when you're also, as the landlord, refusing to fix things that are in their legal contract of a lease that aren't available to them?
Right.
Genuinely.
Because if
lawyers, 585-252-9800.
The lawyer, we need the lawyers on the phone now. Because if basic living standards are not met, we're talking, you know, heat, water, a working fridge, a working stove. I see no reason to hand over a check. Right?
Why would you? Why would you? Like, genuinely.
Do you remember when I was renting out my Hollywood apartment at Airbnb?
Which time?
It was an absolute nightmare. And I get this kid, he calls me while we're in commercial break, and he's living in my apartment. I was renting it out to nurses, whatever that platform was. And he goes, the fridge is dead. So I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. So now this kid has nothing to eat. Then I call my landlord. They're like, we'll get a new fridge in there. Same thing that's happening to my buddy right now in the apartment he's in right here in Rochester. Mm-hmm. My landlord tells me we'll get it there tomorrow. Almost a week goes by. Now I'm giving this kid Venmo for meals.
Yeah.
Instead of him giving me money, it's costing me money. I was like, this is an absolute wreck. Yeah. Took him 8 days to finally get a new fridge in there. Mm-hmm. I never want to be a landlord or a property manager because it is an absolute headache, especially you saw what I went through.
Correct.
But at least I was very, very quick to help him out and be like, dude, I am so sorry. Let's fix this. What can I do?
It's simply too much. And honestly, like, it's everyone's like, oh yeah, I want this passive income and I want to make this money and blah, blah, blah. But the amount of headaches that you have to go through on a near daily basis, is it even worth it?
It sucks.
When you have a team of people, sure, you can pawn it off on others and you have a well-oiled machine like my old apartment, but please give me a break.
Ashley says, we had mold in our bathroom for months. Management campaigning over it. I finally stopped paying. Magically, someone showed up the next day. And that's what we're talking about this morning. Valid reasons you didn't pay your rent. Oh, here's a property manager this morning. As a property manager, withholding rent doesn't do anything but piss your landlord off. I wouldn't recommend it, especially if your appliances are not working. You signed a lease, so you're responsible for payment. Yeah, and you're responsible for making sure the fridge works, you douche. What are you saying right now?
Exactly.
See, this is what we're talking about.
I love when there's contracts signed, but like...
You don't hold up your end of the bargain?
Yeah, people think they only work one way. It's like, no, that's not how this one works. Sorry. Not sorry.
That's right.
It's
so
frustrating.
Guys, if your basic living standards are not met... We're not telling you not to hand over a check. We're just saying, you know.
Think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you should probably think about it.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
PXY mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Nothing beats a good snickerdoodle.
Peanut butter blossoms.
Nothing beats a good chocolate crinkle.
Sure. Guys, you know, 'tis the season. Everyone's indulging. Everyone's having fun. And I don't mean to be a Grinch and a Scrooge put together. A Grinch or a Scrooge. But honestly, I'm done with Christmas cookies.
Because you ate 18 of them the other
week. I don't have any self-control.
That's a shame.
Like, I can't have them around. It got so bad to the point where... I ate so many Christmas cookies. Patrice was like, I have to take these away. Put them in her car. Now they're being stored in her car. They're being stored in her car.
Were they even for you or is it for the family?
No, they're for me. They're for us. I mean, like, we made a bunch. We gave the ones away that we needed to, and now you know, it's not looking great.
I had my first Christmas cookie last night. I had a total of 3. They were large. But, you know, they're the cutout cookies with the frosting. And I've just always been the type of guy. And I talked about this on the air, 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Peanut butter blossoms, get rid of them. They're the last ones on the tray. Nobody ever eats them. Or if they do, they take the Hershey Kiss off. At least I do. They suck.
I love a peanut butter oh, my God, I can't speak. A peanut butter blossom. I will admit, it's hard to eat.
They're hard to eat. Well, you got a bloody mouth, didn't you?
Sure did.
Cut the roof of your mouth.
I cut the roof of my mouth with the
Hershey
tip
kiss.
Of the Hershey Kiss, yeah.
Right? And I love peanut butter, but I'll tell you what, a peanut butter blossom can go kick rocks.
What is the best Christmas cookie? I mean, not that I really want to know and do field research because I don't want to try them or eat them, but like, it's just a rite of passage to be eating this many cookies. Not me eating 18 for breakfast.
I don't want to break my mom's heart, but it's been an international favorite for years. It's something that's a tradition within our household. My mom has been making pizzelles for a long, long time. They're Italian waffle cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts them in Tupperware. And she gave me one last Christmas, filled to the brim with these Italian waffle cookies. And I still have them in my cupboard. I didn't eat them. I don't like them. They're just whatever.
At what point do you throw them away? And what is the shelf life of a Christmas cookie?
You know, I don't think they have one.
Really?
I don't know if you guys have ever had an eggnog snickerdoodle cookie. It's like spiced with eggnog flavor, but man, dunk that in some milk, Santa. Ooh-wee! So damn good.
Oh, it's crazy. No, it's crazy.
Tis the season to get diabetes. You know what I mean?
And how many of you lack so much self-control, especially around this holiday season, that you're like, I don't know what to even do here. Thank God I have Patrice to get them away. But
it's sad.
The
fact that you had 17, 18 cookies straight. Mm-hmm. Okay. Talk about for breakfast. You want to talk about indulging, but the fact that she has to hide them from you and put them in her car.
Well, then I ate all of them. I ate all the peanut butter blossoms. I ate all the good ones. And she was like, what the hell? And I was like, sorry. And then we went to her parents and she got more because I ate all of them. And she brought them home and I was like, you better hide those. And she was like, yeah, I will. Put some right in our cabinet. I'm like, okay, I can see them in our pantry. So then I had to hide them because it's not that I need to like hide them that I don't know where they are. I just don't need them in my peripheral at all. Like
no,
I
understand.
Can't have them in my peripheral.
No, I totally understand.
So.
And the only way anyone could ever make a peanut butter blossom cookie good is if you replace the Hershey Kiss with a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
Why doesn't anyone think of that? Nobody does that. Why? Why?
It's a lot. It's a lot for sure.
If my mom's listening, I'm going to break her poor heart.
No, she's going to be devastated.
Oh, my God. I just don't want any more pizzelles. I don't.
She's going to be absolutely
just
devastated.
I'm not down with that waffle cookie. You know what I mean? And some people love them. And I just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand
absolutely.
It. But getting rid of the Christmas cookies altogether and banning them, don't do that. Just have a healthier relationship with cookies. How about that?
I can't, okay? I've tried for years. But, yeah. At least I'm not upset about it or anything.
No, of course not.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.